You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Saver, better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard, then pray hard, and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good, and it's so hard to do right, when you do wrong, when it turn right, but you turn all the way, lele.
Henshaw, and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima, energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
Happy, happy, happy. Happy today, happy right now, happy wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We're so happy to welcome our special guest to this show and find out steps to happiness. I'm Dr. Dawn Karima, and I am grateful and happy to welcome our guest today. Will you please introduce yourself to us?
Hi, my name is Teresa Greco. I am from Ontario, Canada. I am a certified happiness life coach. I am the host of a weekly internet TV show called The Steps to Happiness Show with Teresa Greco that airs on Soulivity TV. I'm a three-time best-selling author. I'm the editor at two Canadian magazines. I'm an educator, educational technologies consultant, and a Reiki master.
How wonderful. Welcome to our show today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
There is so much in what you just shared that I can't wait to explore and hear about, but I want to start off with this. What is happiness?
Well, I believe happiness is more than just a state of mind. Happiness is a state of being. That our essential nature is happiness, our original nature, or the true essence of who we are is happiness. And so when we know that who we really are is happiness, then it's just a matter of taking time to connect with the happiness that's inside of us. Or perhaps if you're not feeling happy, there could be blocks that are preventing you from feeling the happiness inside of you. So then it may require that you need to go into the darkness and take a look at what some of those blocks are so that you can continue to feel the happiness that's always inside of you to feel.
Well, it seems like everyone would like to be happy. I mean, we wish each other a happy birthday. We put smiley face happy emojis on our messages. The pictures on Instagram and the videos on TikTok, most of them are smiling, happy people. So why aren't we happier?
I believe we're conditioned to look outside of ourselves for happiness, and that happiness is looked at more as a transient emotion that you feel when things are going right in your life, that there seems to be a flow, or you're engaged in maybe a pleasurable activity, and so that you feel happy in that moment, but then it's gone. And so those moments are more about pleasure than they are about what true happiness is about. True happiness is always there for us to feel. And if we're not feeling happy, it's because we're not tapping into or connecting to that part of ourselves that's always happy. So we have our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self, and our spiritual self is always happy. It's always love. It's always love, peace, and happiness. It's all of those things. That part of ourself is always loving. That part of ourself is always at peace. And that part of ourselves is always happy. And so even though we may be experiencing things in our everyday life because the world takes us away from who we are all the time because we're stuck in traffic, we've argued with someone, our kids are all over the place, we're feeling frustrated and angry, we're living in the past, lots of different reasons for why we may not be present to the happiness that we can feel at any moment. Because that's where happiness resides. It's in the present moment. And when we are engaged and mindful of that present moment, we feel happy. And people think that it's the activity that they're engaged in that's providing the happiness, right? This is the big thing about the pandemic is that a lot of people's activities were taken away because of lockdowns and we weren't able to see people and places that, that maybe we associated as happy places for ourselves, we weren't able to access. But it's not the places or the people that are providing the happiness for us. Is that in those moments we are completely present and mindful of what we're doing, where we are, we're fully engaged in what we're doing, and what we're actually doing is tapping into the happiness that's inside of us at any moment to feel. But we don't always take time to connect with that happiness. And so that's why it's important for people to recognize that it's not the baseball game that's providing it. Right. It's that the baseball game is just providing an opportunity or it's a vehicle in order for you to tap into the happiness that's always inside of you. But in those moments when you're having, you know, a lovely dinner with your friends or a partner, or you're out walking in nature, or you're fishing or cooking or any of those things, is that you are fully engaged in that moment. And science calls that flow. When we're in that flow state, is that we're actually connecting with a part of ourselves that's already happy. And so we just have to make time to connect with that more, that if we're working 60 to 80 hours a week and leaving ourselves very little time to connect with our happiness, then of course we're not living happy lives, right? You ask people, are you happy? Well, no, because how much time did you spend connecting with that place inside of you this week?
Thank you so much for sharing that, because it gives us an opportunity to do it. Take some practical, inspired action. So help us right now in this present moment. How do we connect to the happiness that's already there?
So it's important for us to know what our happiness toolkit includes, that it's different for everyone, that those ways that we're able to connect with and tap into that happiness is different for everybody. Some things are common. So we can talk about some of, you know, my five top ways of, that I would say you can connect with the happiness within you. But ultimately, it's being very present and aware of what those activities are. And also what the pandemic did for me was it allowed me to realize that some of the activities that I thought were allowing me to tap into that happiness, even though I was then not able to participate in those things, I realized that I really wasn't all that unhappy, let's say, because I wasn't able to do those activities. So then I thought, well, how much happiness was that activity really providing me if I didn't even really feel a loss of it once it was gone? And so it is, as I said, always being aware and mindful in any situation. So how are you feeling when you're engaging in that? You know, do you feel energized? Do you feel inspired? Do you feel like much brighter, that the sounds that you're hearing with your ears sound like amazing and you feel it like viscerally throughout your entire body? And so that could be cooking, it could be drawing, it could be painting, it could be doing music or listening to music, it could be dancing, exercising, playing with your kids, playing with your dog, walking in nature, writing, meditating. There's like a whole host of things, but it's important for you to, you know, be mindful of the fact that when you're engaging in it, to say, wow, I feel really good when I'm hanging out with this person. I feel really good when I'm doing this activity. And it's because those are those those situations or those positive people that you want to surround yourself with, right? That alternatively, if you're with certain people and you feel like they're draining your energy, that you would leave their presence feeling mm-hmm. worse mm-hmm. about yourself, then those are the people that you probably want to avoid. You want to spend less time with those people or no time at all, and creating mm-hmm. barriers between yourself and those people that actually drain your energy. And so it is like being very present to your life. Happiness is found in the present moment. Unfortunately, many of us live in the past. And when you understand, the way the brain works, is that 95% of our thoughts are thoughts from the past, because our brain recycles the same thoughts. We have 60 to 70,000 thoughts a day.
Wow. That's
a lot of thoughts, mm-hmm. a lot of thoughts. And a lot of us are not even mindful of the thoughts, right? It's mm-hmm. just our brain is just running on autopilot and recycling the same things that we did day, you know, maybe year after year, because you're not even aware of the thoughts that are from the past that maybe creating, you know, those feelings of like regret and shame and guilt of like the mistakes that we did, the trauma that we lived through, like mm-hmm. all of those things. And so it's important for us really, as I said, to be very present and to be here now at any moment, appreciating what this moment, that's why it's called the present, right? That it's a gift. And if you really look at each mm-hmm. present moment like that, appreciating it, it's there that you're able to feel the happiness. But as I said, that's always inside you to feel. You don't have to buy anything special. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars traveling to a location, a vacation destination that you think, oh yeah, when I get there, I'll feel happy. You don't have to wait till you acquire that promotion at work or find that perfect partner or achieve a certain level of success in your business. It's none of those things that when you realize, as I said, when you understand that happiness is your essential nature, then you don't have to strive. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to earn, achieve, none of these things. It's just a matter of being present in any given moment and appreciating what that moment is giving you.
Oh, that is so inspiring. And it's hopeful, you know, because mm-hmm. your happiness isn't tied to anybody or anything mm-hmm. or any situation, just you and our wonderful creator. You said top five steps to happiness. And I would love to hear about them.
Sure. So the first one would be meditation. Meditation is that gateway practice that allows you to connect with that part of yourself, your spiritual self, that is already happy. And so there are so many different forms of meditation. There's there's mindful guided meditation, walking meditations, action meditations, like there's tons of different forms of it. And so, you know, if you're listening to this and you've tried it and, you know, sitting there for half an hour with your eyes closed is like, you know, it would be like practically like killing yourself. Is that it is something that you work up to, but, it doesn't have to take that form. It is, and I've explored with so many different forms of it to even find the one that, or the ones that I like. And sometimes it depends on the moment, the one that will, like, I really began with guided meditations in the beginning, because I found that they allowed me to focus on something, and that helped me therefore not to focus on my usual thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so if it's hard for you to get into that place where you're not maybe thinking about anything and you're allowing, you know, all the thoughts from the day and the worries and the doubts and the fears and all of those things to just like take a pause for how it could be a 1 minute pause where you're not thinking about, you know, that cranky colleague or all the things you have to do when you come home from work. Is that for me, when I get in that space, it's like, oh, my shoulders come down and I'm like, oh, finally, Finally, I can just like let go and not have to think about the multitude of things that I'm always like, oh my God, I have to do this. And oh, I should be doing that. And oh, I didn't get to this today. Like it's on and on. And so when I'm finally in that space, for me, it's just like, oh, it's just like peace, right? And that's what it is. You're connecting with the peace that's inside of you as well. And so meditation, as I said, is that gateway practice to connecting with that part of yourself, which is already at peace, which is so, so loving and already happy. And so that would be, I would say, step number one.
Well, that is a great start right there. And I think that the way you've shared it with us, you know, it's very motivating. It's very encouraging. It's something, you know, I think sometimes we complicate things or people around us complicate things. You know, meditation, you need special meditation clothes and meditation atmosphere, and you must meditate on this mountain somewhere. And yet, you know, this is accessible.
I agree. Yes. And it's just, it's really about being, again, being very present and just concentrating on your breath, I would say, is like the easiest way to kind of get into that space that you can just let go of all of the thoughts that I would say, for me, a lot of them, sometimes they feel overwhelming and they feel plaguing in the sense that it's like a lot of stuff that I have to do or I should be doing. And finally, when I can give myself time and however much time I have that day to just let all of that go and to get into a place where I can concentrate on my breath, just like inhales and exhales really long and deep. And you're just, and for, I don't know for you, but when I've done it with my eyes closed and I'm very conscious of my breath, for me, it feels like I'm at the ocean. And being by water is like one of my happy places. And when I close my eyes and it literally sounds like the waves coming in and out, it is so beautiful. beautiful. So even like that is just, It's a repose, like just enough, as I said, to kind of touch that piece that's already inside of you.
Wow. Water is life. And so I'm so thankful that we have you to share this kind of just hope. Again, I'm using that word because these are ways that right away you can connect with your happiness, no matter how you've been feeling right up to this moment. You can start right now, our friends that are listening, and happiness is already yours. You're not trying to get it, hoping you can someday have it. You can have happiness right now. Is there another of your top five that you would like to share with us?
Yes. The next one would be self-love. And so when I began meditating and connecting to the love, peace, and happiness inside of me is when I realized the ways that I was not loving myself in the physical way, in the mental way, in the emotional way, that a lot of the time I was limiting myself. I was my worst critic. I was self-sabotaging myself. I was hating on myself, criticizing myself, that I was never skinny enough, never pretty enough, never smart enough, never athletic enough, never enough of a lot of different things. And mentally, I was, is it okay to swear, Dawn? But I was shitting on myself a lot. That it, as I said, I was never, every time I put a piece of food in my mouth, every time I tried something on, every time I tried to do something, it was always that negative Nelly in my head, which it was the things that were said to me growing up from, you know, sometimes very well-meaning people, our parents, our religious leaders, educators, colleagues, friends, that, you know, I had people that bullied me, you know, throughout my childhood, and adults that didn't say very nice things to me, that ended up being part of the self-talk that I said to myself on repeat every single day. And I thought, wow, this, so on a mental level, I was like, this is not loving yourself when you say these terrible things to yourself. And so I became more mindful of what on a mental level, I was saying to myself. Then emotionally, I'm like, wow, I'm not loving myself when I treat myself like this. I'm actually hating on myself. I'm loathing myself rather than loving myself the way that I should. Mm-hmm. And so it's really like recognizing if you're loving yourself on all different levels. And I mean, that would be a whole another chat is, you know, how do we love our physical self, you know, with nutrition and going to the doctors when we need to, taking care of our like aches and pains, drinking, you know, avoiding toxins like alcohol and drugs. How do we love our emotional self? Like, so there's, you know, it's, self-love is often, you know, thought of self-care. And yes, self-care is self-loving, but it's not just loving our physical self. It's, as I said, loving our mental self, loving our emotional self. Are we loving ourselves in all ways?
Mm-hmm. This is so powerful because I think that somehow insidiously having self-love, loving yourself, somehow, a lot of folks have started to confuse that with a lack of humility, right? Mm-hmm. In other words, talking about yourself in a negative way or talking about your flaws or magnifying what you haven't done or can't do has actually been confused with humility and modesty. So you have a dress. It's a cute dress, you know? And someone says, oh, I like that dress. You look cute today. And instead of saying, oh, I love this color. Oh, I feel so great when I wear this color. Thank you for liking it. The proper response or the response that we feel we should have is, oh, this, I got this at a thrift store. Oh, I've had this for years. Oh, this old thing. And all the while, you like it. You like the dress. you feel good when you wear it. And I think that what you're saying is so helpful to us because no wonder you're not happy. You just had a moment of happiness about your dress and you self-sabotaged it. You know, and it happens all the time because we think, oh, be humble. Well, yes, humility is one of our core virtues. We need it. It's absolutely important. But humility never requires you to abuse yourself.
And not think highly of yourself the way that you should.
Right, right. So I really appreciate that being one of your pillars of happiness. And so do you have another you'd like to share with us?
Yes. Being in the now, so I've spoken about that already, that it's very important for us to be in the present moment versus living in the past. Mm-hmm. Or thinking about the future. And so a lot of us, I mean, when you, the way the brain operates, 95% of our thoughts are the ones that we're recycling, you know, and generally the ones in the past. And then a lot of times we're future tripping, right? That even to say when you're at your exercise class, which I'm guilty of this, I'm now thinking of all the things that I have to do I get home, right? Or what you have to do later in the week. It's really about calling your attention to the present moment and being in that state of flow, because when you're in that state, things are easy, things are pleasurable, things bring you joy, things are energetic, things are inspiring. So it's like when you're eating your lunch, don't be distracted by being on your phone. Don't be watching TV. And then you reach the end of your meal and you're like, oh, wow, what did I just eat? Oh, wow, what did it even taste like, right? And when I eat, I am completely present. I'm like, wow, what does my food look like? What does it taste? What is the texture, you know, of it on my tongue or between my teeth? What are the colors in it? What does it smell like? Like it's a completely like a lovely experience. Like I had an ice cream sundae and I was like, oh my goodness, this just tastes so good. And it looked so good. The chocolate on it looked so good. And the nuts tasted so good. It's so crunchy. Like it's really just enjoying what you're eating. If you've made yourself a sandwich, it's like, enjoy the crunchiness of the bread, of the like ingredients that you put inside of it. Even when you're making the food, it's like, you know, just be conscious of, you know, maybe even how preparing the food makes you feel. That cooking could be something that you actually enjoy if you're present to it and you're tasting and you're smelling and you're really, you know, let's say almost like optimizing whatever activity you're doing in the moment, because that's where our happiness is found. As I said, we're tapping, it helps us to tap into a part of ourselves that is already happy.
Gratitude is the only attitude worth having. And
yes, that's the next one.
Oh, wow, that's great. Well, so often I think that gratitude helps us stay centered in the present moment. If we realize that we're walking in the answers to the prayers that we prayed, this is the manifestation. You know, this moment, you know, you prayed about the house that you have to clean right now. You know, you believed and manifested this present moment. And I think so often that helps us to stay in the present, that what we're doing right now is a gift. We can move. We can walk. We can talk. We can see. We can hear. We can taste. We can smell. We're still here, alive and well. Our loved ones are here. We have food on our table, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back, cars to drive. You know, it's a privilege. It's an honor to be alive and well. And so often the things we complain about or take for granted are really answers to prayers. They're things we really should be grateful for. And so I'd love to hear about your gratitude step.
Well, gratitude, you've said, thank you so much for everything you said, because I feel exactly the same way as you, that gratitude from a scientific perspective has been proven to be directly correlated with happiness, so that the more grateful we are, the more happy we feel. And
great.
So some people think that they will only, that, you know, maybe people that have a lot of material things therefore have a reason to be grateful, and of course they'd be happy. But that's not necessarily true, that it actually is it's more the reverse, that the more happy we are for the small things in our life, that it's not about, you know, that big purchase or that big promotion at work or that, you know, getting to that $10,000 vacation or you know, luxury spot or whatever. It's none of those things. It's nothing big. It is about, again, being very present, as you said, and being grateful for all the little things that we have in our life all the time. And so, as you said, being here is the very first, like, thing that we should be grateful for, that the moment I wake up in the morning, I'm like, ah, I have another day to live.
Yeah.
And then to be grateful that I can make my way into the washroom and get started for the day, and then come into the kitchen and make the coffee that I love to drink. And then that I get to, like, I have beautiful clothes, you know, in my closet that I'm so thankful to be able to put on. And then a job that I really like that I get to go to. And the parking spot that's, like, near the front door at the supermarket. And the helpful people that are there at the store.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, it's on and on and on. But if you're not present to the gifts that life is providing to you all the time, we miss them. We miss the small little miracles. We miss the heaven on earth opportunities when we're just rushing through our day, that we're on all autopilot, we're distracted with our phones, where some people are distracted, like they're on certain toxins you're polluting your body with those things, and they all just act as distractions. So of course you're going to miss, as I said, those little miracles, the good things that are happening in your life, the heaven on earth experiences that you could be having if you were present and grateful for all of those things that your life is providing you moment by moment.
Yes. I'm always sorry when we delay our happiness, because as you mentioned, heaven on earth, you know, that if you have the right heart attitude, eating an ice cream sundae can be just as wonderful as your cruise. Right? And
yeah.
I think who you're with matters so much more than what you spend or what you have. And I love what you're saying about the journey that we can be happy right now where we are and happy again someplace else and happy some more later on. And we don't have to wait. You know, I hear people say this, you know, that when they retire, I'll be so happy when I retire and then I'll travel and then I'll do this and then all that. And I think, well, travel right now. Just travel cheaper. Just travel, you know, travel. You know, don't delay it. Don't delay it. You know, we can't take anything for granted. And the pandemic certainly has taught us that.
Now. And just, and even to say that, you know, other, it's not nice say, but it's there for that purpose too, that other people's misfortunes, right, that other people's illness, other people's loss is there for us to again, provide us that moment of being grateful for what we have in our life, that, oh my goodness, you don't, as you said, want to take anything for granted, that, you know, that the people that, your family members, you want to make sure that you're telling them how much they mean to you and how much you love them, and not, you know, just assuming they're going to be there at the end of the day. Like, we can't do that because things are fleeting. Accidents happen. They do happen, right? And that, and as you said, in the pandemic, certain things were like taken away from us. And I think, you know, as we were, even our visitation with our relatives and friends was limited. And I think it also provided an opportunity to be grateful for the friendships that we have or the family that stood by us and all of that. And so it's important that it's like even the negative provides us an opportunity to look at the positive in our life.
And I really love what you're saying about the lessons, that we learn those lessons, and that's what redeems those misfortunes. You know, if we all change, if we all grow, if we all learn, then it's not just in vain. And I think that's super important. You have another pillar. We'd love to hear it.
Okay, this one is following your bliss. So what this means is that you're not searching for happiness outside of yourself. You are following the bliss within you. And so your bliss and happiness exists inside of you, and you need to use that as your compass. So I love looking at happiness as a compass that directs us towards the life we came here to live. That if we ask ourselves in any moment, how do I feel about this situation, that will lead us toward our happiest life versus what do I think about this situation. And we are we rationalize, we are very much caught in our minds, and we're logical beings in that respect, that we're more apt to say, what do you think? What do you think? Instead of really going inward and the answers are inside you. But nevertheless, it's what do you think? What do you think? And instead, we should be asking ourselves, how do I feel? How do I feel? And the how do I feel, as I said, will lead us towards our happiest life. It will lead us out of situations that maybe don't make us happy, like the job that we go to every day, or the colleagues that we have to deal with, or the boss that's disrespecting us, or the partner that we're with that disrespects us and isn't honoring and loving us the way that we should, or our friends, or instead of coming up with excuses, well, it's okay, I make a lot of money at this job, so I'm just going to continue to subject myself to ill feelings every single day, or, oh, it's okay, you know, they're going through a rough time, so I'm just going to be this person's punching bag. No, that if you ask yourself, how do you feel about it, how do you feel, will tell you that you need to move in a different direction. But a lot of us, as I said, we distract ourselves, we numb our feelings instead of honoring them, but we shouldn't. Our feelings are that compass, that when we don't feel, when we feel negative, we're supposed to be aware of those feelings and say, okay, this is my body, my emotional self, and probably your mental self too, and your spiritual self that's saying to you, I don't think I should go, I should maybe change direction, or I should go this way, or when you are feeling happy, to move in the direction of those things that make you feel good, to say, oh, well, I need to make more time to do this because it makes me feel good. And mm-hmm. so following our bliss is constantly, again, being very mindful of what is making you feel happy and what is not. The negative feelings are there to guide you back to who you really are. And who you really are is love, peace, and happiness. But when you're not feeling that, that's the clue that says, okay, how do I get myself back in alignment with who I really am? Do I need to go for a walk? Do I need to take a breather and, you know, for a minute, inhale and exhale, whether you go out to your car, or you go to the washroom, or you go to your room for a couple when you have a time out for yourself, like whatever it is, but it's about listening to your emotional self and your spiritual self too, because as I said, it's always happy, and letting that guide you towards the life that you really came here to live.
Oh, so powerful. I am loving everything we're learning from you in this conversation. I have to pay a few bills with these commercials, and when we come right back, I'm going to ask you to speak directly to our friends that listen and help us all on the road to happiness. We'll be right back.
Yeah, oh Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back once the world forgave you.
The hardest thing to do at times is to make changes in your routine. Don't let that hold you back.
Wait a minute. They told us we had it all, Jordan. Well, yeah. Guess in a way we are running out of all.
I'm Rhea.
I'm Tia.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Three Voices.
You want this drama over here? It's clear. You got Gilbert over here. You got LeBron over here. And guess what? We talking about
it. I'm trying to get over the dog whistle politics thing because I can't hear it and dogs are supposed to hear it. So who hears the dog whistle?
Your opportunity is now to get up-to-the-minute information, great entertainment, and stimulating talk programs on your computer. Yes, I said your computer. Just log on to TalkTainmentRadio.com, click Listen Live to hear a program. The blogs and podcasts are up and running. TalkTainmentRadio.com can also be heard on your cell phone.
Yes, I said cell phone.
TalkTainment Radio. We go where you go.
Hi, everyone. Al Roker here. As a guy with his own catchphrase, I appreciate that after 75 years... Smokey's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But I'm filling in because there's a lot more to report. Like when it's dry or windy. Be careful burning yard waste, because wildfires can even start in your neck of the woods. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Kyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Peace Corps, life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit PeaceCorps.gov.
She's silent, she's
favor. Let the brother be big, get on his knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. What's the world forget?
We are so blessed and so highly favored to have with us a guest who is helping us take steps to happiness. Would you please reintroduce yourself to us?
Thank you. My name is Teresa Greco. I'm a certified happiness life coach from Ontario, Canada. I am a 3-time best-selling author. I am the host of a weekly internet TV show called The Steps to Happiness Show with Teresa Greco. I'm the editor of 2 different Canadian magazines. I'm an educator, educational technology consultant, and Reiki master.
I'm so happy you're here. I'm really thankful. And I know our friends will want to continue to watch your show, connect with you. How can we do that?
Thank you. Well, I am on Instagram, so you can find me there. It's Teresa Greco, so Teresa with no H, T-E-R-E-S-A, Greco, G-R-E-C-O, _ Steps to Happiness. I'm also on Facebook, Steps to Happiness with Teresa Greco. You can connect with me on Facebook, Teresa Greco. I also have a website, teresagreco.ca.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And to really maximize our happiness today, right now in this conversation, I'm going to give you the mic and ask, would you honor us by motivationally speaking directly to our friends who listen? We have a worldwide audience, and I would love for them to hear your wisdom.
Thank you so much, Dawn. I want to let you know that the weight that you've been carrying on your shoulders, thinking that you need to be a certain way, that you need to look a certain way, that you need to acquire certain things, that you need to achieve a certain level of success or prosperity in your life, that you're caught on what's called the satisfaction treadmill, where we achieve a certain something in our life, whether it's a goal or accomplishment or, you know, something that we maybe wanted to purchase or any of those things. But then once we've acquired them, we might feel good for a couple of days. And then now we've set our goals even higher than the last one. So we're caught on what I call the satisfaction treadmill, where you're always looking for that next best thing to make you happy, not recognizing you are happiness already, that your essential nature is happiness, your original nature is happiness, love, peace, and happiness. And we see that in children, that they are innately love, peace, and happiness. But what happens is the world very slowly takes us away from all of that and has us feeling a whole host of negative emotions. You know, we're angry, we're upset, there's guilt and shame and maybe a feeling of sinfulness and frustration, anger, resentment. There's a whole host of negative emotions that we might feel every day. And those are all there, as I said, to let you know that you're not in alignment with who you really are, and that our happiness is that compass that can help us to bring ourselves back to the life that we came here to lead. That if we're in a job that really doesn't make us happy, maybe that's not what you came here to do. And that we really need to feel on purpose in every moment in our life, that we didn't come here to do one big and true purpose, but rather to live a life where we feel happy and on purpose, doing a multitude of things that we do every single day. And so we should be taking action to ensure that we are taking part in those activities that make us feel on purpose, that make us feel alive, that make us feel energetic, that make us feel joyful and in harmony, all of those things. And that if we continue to take action every day, small little steps that can bring us closer to who we really are every day, that's when we're going to be able to live the life that we came here to live and to live our happiest life. We didn't come here to be miserable. We are innately happy, so it's impossible to even think that we came here to be unhappy. But many of us are not taking the time to connect with that happiness. So happiness is like a two-sided coin. One side of it is how much time are you spending connecting to the happiness that's inside you always to feel. So carve out that time in your schedule, in your agenda, that if going to the gym makes you happy, if taking your dog out for a walk makes you happy, if playing with your friends makes you happy, if cooking, drawing, cleaning your home even could make you, I know people that feel really good cleaning their home, whatever that is carving that time out so that you, and even if it's just like for me, going out into nature is like one of my happy places. And at the end of a long work day, I make time to go out there to do my walk, listen to the music that makes me feel really good while I'm doing it. And it's just, I immediately, it brings me back to who I really am. And so we have to make time for those. The other side of it is, as I was saying about this two-sided coin, is that if there are blocks that are preventing you from feeling the happiness inside of you because you've experienced trauma, you've experienced emotional upset, which we all have. None of us are immune from trauma. We've all had something happen to us that has hurt us in the past. And if it is still plaguing you, if you are not able to let it go, it is hindering you feeling happy in the present moment because you're living in those past moments for whatever that, you know, the mistakes, the regrets, all of those things. And so there are strategies that can help bring us back to who we really are, to that love, peace, and happiness that we are. It does require that we look at those shadow moments, but we don't have to unpack our bags and stay there. Mm-hmm. There are strategies, you know, working with a coach, working with a therapist, you know, whoever you might feel, you know, that you're able to talk to and open up with and make you feel safe, that there are strategies that can help you to let go, that can help you to forgive yourself and the situation that might have caused you that hurt and pain. And then it's gone, right? And so it's important that we're really, you know, doing that work. It is work all the time to realign us because, as we know, the world takes us away every day. The moment we get up and now you're stuck in traffic, that traffic could do two things to you. It could be like, oh, yes, this is my time to like pump the music when the songs that I really like really loud in my car. and like not, you can't do anything but just like sit here and really enjoy this moment, or become really frustrated and angry and allow it to ruin your entire day. So it's our perspective of every moment as well. How are we going to look at this? Are we going to look at as a moment of like, oh no, or, you know, how is life, what is life not doing to you, but what is life doing for you? That even those difficult things that happen to us, those challenges that come into our lives, are there for us. And that, you know, you've said that too earlier about it being a lesson. And it is always a lesson. What can I learn about myself in this situation? What can I learn about myself? Because life is happening for you and not to you. And so it's really about being really mindful, being in the present moment, and deciding, you know, what do you want this moment to be like?
Wow. How energizing. You are truly a radiant soul. And I love everything you just shared with us, because we can all do it, and we will do it, and we'll become happier. And that is marvelous. What do you want us to know about you and what you do and who you are that we may not already know?
Well, I'm the founder of a personal development company that helps mentor people towards discovering the life that they came here to live, about the ways that they can continue to realign themselves with the love, peace, and happiness that's within them. So as a coach, I help really people to dive deep into themselves, to understand more about who they really are, to overcome some of the blocks perhaps that are preventing them from living a life where they feel on purpose and happy. I have my internet TV show as well called The Steps to Happiness Show, so I invite you to watch episodes of that where we really talk about the ways that we can connect with and nurture all aspects of ourselves. So when I was talking about loving ourselves, how do we physically love ourselves, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? How do we connect with all parts of ourselves so that we can live mindfully, live in the present, and connect to the essence of who and what we really are, that we are more than just physical beings living this human experience. I believe we are spiritual beings having a human experience and living life from that perspective, understanding that you are infinite, that you are eternal, that you are powerful, that you are creative, that you have the ability to create the life of your dreams moment by moment, that when we realign ourselves with the truth of who we really are, when we come home to who we really are, it really changes the life that we live. And, you know, people might think, oh, yeah, spiritual self, it's weird and woo-woo. Well, it doesn't matter what you want to call it. You want to call it gut instinct. You want to call it intuition. You want to call it that little voice inside you. It is that part of you, the spiritual part of you, the eternal and infinite part of you, the energy part of you. It's there. It speaks to you all the time, whether you choose to listen to it, whether you choose to connect with it so you can hear it better, right? Those practices like meditation, like prayer, like being in silence, like walking in nature, like practicing yoga, like there's right, like writing, doing art, all of these things. It is us connecting with that part of ourselves, which is inspirational, where our creative ideas come from, where that, like, oh, yeah, this good idea just came to me. Well, I was like, yeah, that's your spiritual self, your higher self that has all of the answers that you're searching for. Instead of you going outside yourself and asking everyone else what they think, we should be going inward and asking ourselves, what do we really think? Because our higher self has the answer for whether what we're thinking of is a good idea or not. We can feel it, that gut instinct, that intuition, that like lump in your throat, those butterflies in your stomach. Those are all little signs and symbols of your higher self that's speaking to you all the time. It's there.
That is so precious. And I know that your time is precious, and I'm so grateful and thankful that you were willing to share so much of it with us. And happiness is an option. We don't have to wait. We don't have to deny ourselves. We don't have to be stoic and push past our unhappiness. We don't have to be miserable. You know, there's no nobility in just suffering through this life when our faithful Creator intended you to have so much more. And so every bit of this conversation is helping everyone who's listening to move toward happiness. And I want to ask as one more question as we prepare to close. For those of us who are parents, caregivers, even teachers, people who are raising children, how can we teach these valuable principles to our young people, to our children? We have a lot of homeschoolers who listen, and a lot of college students who listen for credit, and students' classrooms where their teacher listens with them. And so I want to make sure we talk about the future, the next generation. Let's get them happier. Please.
Thank you. I would say the best way to do that is to be an example yourself, is that we are mentoring them all the time through our example. And I'm an educator by profession, a parent myself, and that they look up to us all the time for direction, and that when we embody the love, peace, and happiness that we are, it automatically exudes from us outward that we are, everything is energy. We are all energy. And when our energy and our vibration is high and connected to that love, peace, and happiness, it just exudes and spreads outward to everybody that we encounter, and that when we are happy, the world around us benefits from our happiness, and that I know that my family is happier because I'm happier, and that it automatically radiates from us. And that when we're the opposite, when we're angry, we're frustrated, that things feel chaotic, it's because things are chaotic inside of you, right? When you're easily agitated, you have no patience, you don't know like what to choose, things don't feel clear, your outside environment mirrors that. And that then you'll notice your kids are like off the wall, your partner is snappy with you, you go to the supermarket, people look miserable. It's because it's a mirror for what's happening inside you. And so when we get right with ourselves, when we are in alignment with the truth of who we are, it just radiates outward. And I don't meet those cranky people. I have peace, love, and harmony in all of my relationships. And even if I come into a space where maybe energetically, it may not be maybe where I am, because I'm usually pretty high flying, let's say, is that it immediately raises the vibration of the people around you, where people say to me, wow, Teresa, like it's so nice to talk to you. I feel better and happier just having spent time with you. And it has the ability to raise the vibration of other people around you. And so we must mentor that. We must be that peace. When we are that peace, people can't come at you in an angry way. They just, and even if they do, you remain just so untouched by it. And it's like you're coasting through life I know it sounds maybe kind of airy-fairy, but it's actually true that you're almost like flying higher than a lot of people that might be at lower vibrations. Like I don't encounter those situations. I don't encounter those people. And then even like I said, when I do, it's like they don't even faze me, or they said things. Like I've had people say to me, Teresa, did you not hear what that person said to you? And I'm like, no. Or I don't even interpret the conversation the same way. Like it's almost magical. It is almost magical. And so to answer that question is, we must be the change. My favorite quote by Gandhi: be the change that you want to see in the world. It says, be the change. So if you want the world around you to be different, your immediate world, like the bigger world is a bit, little bit harder, let's say, but your immediate world, if you want it to be different, you must be that change. You must be that happier person. You must be that person that's more at peace and more loving. And then automatically, magically, it just seems to all of a sudden, your external environment mirrors that.
Perfect. I'm happier. I know our friends who listen are happy right now that they did and are. And I'm so happy you joined us today. Thank you one more time, once again. Thank you so much for being with us today and bringing the steps to happiness with you.
Dawn, thank you so much for having me. That any opportunity that I can share more of this with people so that they know that happiness is within their grasp. It's within themselves. And that, as I said, it just spreads outward, that they don't have to, you know, change anything and nobody around them, that it is completely within their own power at any moment. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much to all of our friends who join us. And listen, we love you so much. Thank you to this great network, to our sponsors and grant funders and donors and everyone who makes this labor of love into a loving joy. Thank you. I'm Dawn Karima, and I can't wait till we're all together next time. And just in case, I hope somebody said this to you today, but just in case they haven't, the Creator loves you. You, just like you are right now, loves you. And all of us here, we do too. See you next time.
savor. Better believe they get on their knees, they pray hard, they pray hard. And never look back once the war forgave you.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.